the matter? Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's a Tuesday morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, good morning. You are listening to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go around the room real quick and introduce ourselves. It'd be rude not to say hi. My name is Joe. Hi.
I'm Alex. Good morning.
I'm Liv. Hey, sorry.
When you said
that is a weird name. Like, did your dad come up with hey sorry part, or was that your mom?
It was my mom. It's a family name.
Okay. Nice.
When you said let's introduce ourselves, all I could think of, wait, how's it go? My name is Ho, H to the OV. You guys know that old song?
What, Jay-Z or something?
Yeah. Let me introduce myself. Yeah. My name is Ho.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
You have the weirdest introductions. I'm just telling you. From this, if you ever check out our Comcast show, if you're an indie, you can see it on Channel 81 on Thursday nights, but we usually put it up a day or two after on our YouTube channel to search for the Joe and Alex Show. Every time Porkchop does some weird voice intro.
No, it's just I heard you say, like, let me introduce my, I don't think you meant to do it, but it just sounded just like
I was not channeling Jay-Z this morning, even though I do dream of being a billionaire myself. That would be pretty dope. No, I just was trying to switch it up a little bit this morning.
Well, anyways, I'm Porkchop.
Okay, well, okay. Some of these voices sound familiar from yesterday. One of them is back. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. So I have something kind of exciting to share with you guys.
You're pregnant.
I got to meet a couple really cool people at the conference I went to in Dallas, which was the Young Women's Leadership Summit by Turning Point USA. It's basically like a conference. It's the biggest conference in the country for young conservative women. And so I got to meet a couple cool people. One was the former UN ambassador, Nikki Haley. And the other is Houston, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw. And Dan so lives in Houston, and you would know Dan if you're not into politics at all and you're like, I have no idea who it is. You do know who it is because he's the one that went on SNL with Pete Davidson.
Yes. Yeah.
And he and Pete Davidson had to apologize to him for making fun of him for losing his eye.
Yeah,
and everything.
He's the one with the pirate's eye patch.
Exactly.
Yes.
So Dan said, I told him, like, hey, well, I have, you know, our morning show airs in Houston and in Indianapolis. And he was like, that's awesome. I'm going to listen. So I told him that we were on 92.1 Radio Now in Houston. And so he said he was going to listen. And I thought that was really cool.
Well, great. Now we have to start doing a better show. Thanks for the pressure.
Right?
Thank you for that.
You just heard Liv call it a pirate eye patch, Liv.
Wow, that's offensive.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's what it kind of looks like. I mean, obviously, I know he's like a war hero and like he like literally suffered to help us out, but
yeah, he was a
those
very
of you
cool
at
guy.
Home, that's what it looks
patch.
Like.
Okay, sure,
sorry,
okay, sure, Liv.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
Uncalled
he was really,
for.
Really nice.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm glad you had a good time. And that's cool. Like, I mean, you're really political on anybody on the show, but it's cool to meet people like that, like top people in the world. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. It was so long. I just had so many errands I had to run, and like I was just driving all around town, and I had to work. And the NBA game was last night.
I don't know
five.
Who won. I saw like the, I knew who
you,
was leading.
Can I tell
with,
you
like,
right now?
Yeah, I was gonna put
the
it
Warriors
in Joe's
won by one.
What?
Yeah, it came down to like the last 15 seconds. It was insane, insane, insane. It was such a good game, though. KD got hurt again.
Yeah, I saw that.
So KD is not going to be in game six, but it was honestly such a good game. I'm bummed because I want Toronto to win, but then at the same time, like, you just want a good series just because, like, sports is basically about to be over.
But secretly, I hate Drake, so I don't want Toronto to win.
Oh, what's your problem with Drake?
I don't know. He's just kind of, I don't know. Am I the only one that's kind of not feeling Drake right now?
I mean, like,
as far as him being on the sidelines.
He was annoying at the beginning, but he really wasn't that annoying last night. And, like, I don't blame the guy. And also, it gives it, like, a little spice. I like when he talks trash.
He definitely brings more attention
to it. I will agree with you on that one. Pork Chop, how was your day yesterday?
It was all right. I got a lot of much needed rest. The most exciting part about my day yesterday was I got dinner for free for the next 3 days in a row.
What?
Wow.
What? Did you get like a big pizza for free?
Yes. I used my Papa John's points.
Hey, Papa, feed me a pork chop.
Dude, and Papa John's is really good pizza.
And I'm really proud of myself because I got like a healthy pizza, Liv. I got less cheese, and I got grilled chicken, tomatoes, green peppers, and onions.
Wow, I didn't, if you had so much pizza, why don't you share with your whole crew?
Because I need this to live for the next 3 days.
I need it to live.
I'm rationing a slice per day.
But no, I ate two slices, and it was actually really good. And yeah, it's healthy, right, Liv?
I feel like everyone's kind of on edge, annoyed that you finally, after all that, got your waiting job, and now you're still complaining.
They don't, they put all the tips on the paycheck.
Wow.
Oh, well, it makes sense.
That's a whole different world.
Well, think about
it. They do a tip pull?
No. Oh. It's just that, like, the bills there are so, you know, are kind of higher. Mm-hmm. And, like,
they don't want you to get robbed.
No. Well, when people come to pay, they're not paying with cash. So, like, let's say I make $200 in tips, but no one's paying cash, so the store doesn't have any money. What are they going to give me my $200
with? So, when I was a waitress, they used to have, like brick or like whatever like the big money truck is. They
Brinks,
used
yeah.
to come by every
like a
2 days.
Truck.
Or
an ice cream man.
Almost, but
I'll
like so the big brick truck used to come in every 2 days to load up on money because they knew
what?
They would have to cash us out.
That's wild.
Now, fun fact, that place where Liv used to work now went out of business the other day.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Well, that's not fun. That sucks, but maybe that's why.
Yeah, a lot of people are suffering because they lost their jobs unexpectedly, Joe. So how about you have some compassion?
I totally am, but it's very interesting where Liv works at. I hope she doesn't start working with you, Pork Chop.
No.
I sense a trend.
No, they went under because I wasn't working there anymore.
That's right.
That's what they said in the thing they put up on the wall. They're like, FYI.
In the article.
Yes.
Thanks, Liv.
And finally, for me yesterday, I have gotten better. It's just 2 days because it started Sunday night. I've gotten better at managing my time. I talked about it in therapy. I'm not getting better at talking, obviously. I'm struggling with that. As far as like trying to separate and not do show work when I'm with my wife. But I'm not sleeping well. I got like 4 hours of sleep. I have not managed the napping and sleeping part. So that's a whole nother beast. But I'm glad about that. But the weird thing this morning, I wake up and I'm like, what the... It smells in my car, and I don't know how this is possible. If you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show or call, I can talk to you maybe off air, 833-JOE-ALEX. It smells like somebody poured a bottle of vinegar in my car. There's nothing that I can see that was left behind, like that could rot or smell funky. Salad? Yeah, right. Me eating salad? Only if I'm force-fed it.
You do eat salad.
Occasionally. I mean,
I've never even had one. I've definitely seen you eat vegetables.
Don't you dare vegetable shame me. But it smells like vinegar, guys. It's like very overpowering.
Maybe somebody stole your car while you were sleeping and then took it to a Long John Silver's.
Ooh, that would be awesome, but I'd prefer the hush puppy smell. That would be way better than what I'm working with this morning.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber is headed straight into the danger zone.
Yeah.
In a rather strange tweet that seemed to come out of nowhere yesterday, the pop star challenged actor Tom Cruise to a fight. He said, I want to challenge Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared and you'll never live it down. Who's willing to put on the fight? At Dana White. What is this?
It's something. I saw Conor McGregor tweet something out, too. I think it's a big ploy for something.
Oh, okay, so this is planned. He hasn't actually gone off the deep end mentally?
Oh, well, we don't know about that. Now, if Britney Spears challenges somebody, then we know we're sitting pretty. That could be the main card, in my opinion.
Well, she said yesterday that she thought the paparazzi was photoshopping her pictures and making her look fatter than she is or something like that.
I can believe that. I feel like when people take pictures of me, they photoshop them before they post them. Same thing.
Zedd responded to Matthew Coma's claim that he's toxic and self-serving. The pair, who co-wrote 2012's Clarity, which won a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording, sparred on social media over the past week. It all started when Zedd tweeted, Spectrum came out 7 years ago and changed my life forever, to which Matthew Coma, a music producer, who was not mentioned by Zedd in the tweet for co-writing and singing the track, simply replied, LOL, you're welcome. The following day, Matthew Koma shared a lengthy statement on Twitter and Instagram to tell his side of the story, calling Zedd so toxic and self-serving. But Zedd said that he's given Koma credit for every song he's written. He said what hurts the most is that Matt feels underappreciated and treated unfairly. Well, I have countless times mentioned him or his name while we've done promo together, performed our songs live together, and I thought that I was being supportive. Wendy Williams hinted that she's found love with a much younger man after filing for divorce from her husband, Kevin Hunter. The TV host posted a picture of herself holding hands with a mystery man overlooking a pool in Sherman Oaks, California. But when she was asked about her divorce and family drama by a paparazzi, she got very emotional.
Stuff happens, and it's okay. I've still got a very full life that I really adored. Please don't make me cry.
Right there, look at
that. Oh, my God. I didn't plan on this, but it is what it is. I have a very full life. Thank you for watching. I would ask you to respect our privacy, but please, I don't respect people's privacy. That's why I do the Hot Topics. So yeah. Turnabout is a fair game.
And the Jonas Brothers were on Jimmy Fallon and played their hit song Sucker with Classroom Instruments.
Uno, dos, tres, ho!
We go together. Better than birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather. Yeah, I'm getting heat in the circle when you're down deep.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, dude, I always love when he does that with different bands, and I love that they play along and do that.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
If you have a little story about your 5 minutes of fame, maybe 15, maybe you were really popular, 833-JOE-ALEX, you can join in the conversation. Did anybody want to kick it off? I know Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, has a story. But Alex, did you have anything?
Yeah, well, the scariest part is I didn't know I had 5 minutes of fame on the internet until this weekend. And that's the scariest part, knowing that you went viral for something and had no idea. I don't even know how this is possible. But this girl comes up to me at the conference that I was at over the weekend in Dallas. And she's like, hey, you're Alex, right? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, I'm so-and-so, and you and I were up against each other for Miss Deplorable 2017.
Nice.
I said, what? We were up for a what? She said, yeah, we were up for Miss Deplorable 2017 on Reddit. It's like in the subreddit group, I guess, Hotties for Trump or something like that. It's any girl that has MAGA stuff on that is attractive. I guess like people pick and choose on Reddit who the hottest ones are, and then you vote. And then the winner actually gets like a sad and all this stuff that says like Miss Deplorable with the
there
year.
There she is, Miss Deplorable.
And so I did not know, but they've done this every single year since Trump has been president. And so she, I look down and she has this sash on that says Miss Deplorable on it. She's won like every year.
She's
like,
I really, your face.
Yeah, well, she was like, I really thought that you were going to beat me for the first time. I thought I was going to get beaten because it was so close. I was like, well, this is all new to me. I had never heard this. So I thought that was hilarious. I was like, so this is a positive thing, right? It wasn't like somebody trolling people. She's like, no. It's like a good thing for like conservatives on Reddit. I was like, well, that's fun. But I did not know about that. And then I was thinking, like, you know, a lot of people have probably had 5 minutes of viral fame online.
Oh, wow. Well, I know one guy that never talks about it at all. Lenny Bree.
Oh, yeah, baby!
You, a lot of people don't know this, but you have a pretty big following on social media. And it's a lot of it is because of your little 5 minutes of fame. What happened?
So, like, my girlfriend had just broke up with me, so I was making this video to get back at her, and I posted it on Twitter looking good, looking like a snack, and some huge account retweeted it while I was asleep, and I pretty much woke up the next morning with, like, 15,000 more Instagram followers.
So you have to explain what the video was.
So it was pretty much me in my Starbucks uniform, because I used to work at Starbucks. And it's White Iverson playing, and I'm just like looking light skin. I got my jawline out.
I'm looking light skin with my jawline out.
It was literally 8 seconds.
So if people Google Lenny from Starbucks, they'll see you, right?
Yep, that video will pop up.
Yeah, if you've had your 5 minutes of Twitter fame or other type of social media fame, you'll have to tweet us what it was at Joe and Alex Show.
Go ahead, Pork Chop.
Well, Lenny, if you can tweet and tag at Joe and Alex Show, then we'll retweet it, your little video.
And text us too, so Liv can put it up on our Instagram story so people can see that.
I'm actually
famous again.
Kind of got something. It's like that got 500,000 views or 500,000 listens.
Yeah?
It's a clip on YouTube about Actually, I don't even want to talk about it.
What?
It's embarrassing.
It's about you?
Yeah.
What?
Well, one time, okay, I used to get real bad, like, chafing.
Okay.
So I wore an adult diaper.
Stop.
And it, someone, like, some adult diaper, like, fetish group reposted it, and it has, like...
We never learned about this when we were hiring them.
A half a million views.
That's amazing. Okay, Pork Chop wins.
Does he win? Because I feel like he loses.
Yeah, we need to be promoting that more.
Yeah, no,
that
it's
we
not.
That it's producer adult diaper.
Yeah, I forgot I didn't want to talk about that.
I'm trying to think if I have anything. I thank God I don't think I have anything like that. I sure have done a few things here and there. But Live the Web Girl, do you have anything, or is it just deplorable chafing Starbucks?
Yeah, deplorable chafing in Starbucks. I mean, I went viral around my high school, but I never went, like, actually viral.
Okay. What were you viral for around high school?
So when I was a junior in high school, I submitted a video of me lip singing That Should Be Me, Justin Bieber song, in order to be in his Never Say Never movie.
Ooh.
And I sent it to my friend because I was like, hey, does this look okay? And my computer was sitting on my bed, and I was kneeling down lip singing with my Justin Bieber poster in the background.
Yes.
And I sent it to her, and I guess I thought I was sending it to her through Facebook messages, but I posted it on her wall.
Classic.
So everyone from my high school saw it, so it went viral throughout my high school, and like teachers were playing it during class, like while I had them in class. I had to like sit there and watch all of my peers watch it.
Basically, we're real winners on this show. Yeah. Real influencers.
Did you make it into the movie?
No, I forgot to send in the like parental signature paper.
That is
thing.
The most Live the Web Girl thing we've ever heard.
I know.
That is on brand.
It's on brand.
Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. A man in Florida, this is insane, was riding his motorcycle southbound on Interstate 95. This is in East Central Florida, Sunday afternoon, when a lightning strike hit his helmet, causing him to veer off the road and crash. He did not survive.
Oh.
What are the odds? I know lightning strikes, but I've never heard like, oh yeah, man, lightning struck that motorcycle.
Actually, it happens way more than you think.
Really?
That's one, that is, that kills more people than a lot of other things, is getting struck by lightning.
But like,
it happens
on
a lot
motorcycle?
More often. I can't remember the number, but it is a lot more than you think.
But
and
Alex,
I feel like I watched a special on that on TV before.
What are the odds of how small a motorcycle is and how fast it's going that is the one pinpoint where it goes down?
Yeah.
That is insane. Another reason you won't see me on a hog. That and I'm too big, I'll tip over. A pilot's dead after the helicopter he was flying crashed into the roof of a skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan. This happened yesterday. It burst into flames. The helicopter went down just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Officials say the pilot had taken off 11 minutes earlier before he crashed. He actually just dropped off his passenger. He'd been waiting out the bad weather, but ultimately decided, you know what, I'm just going to go. I'm just going to fly. I if I was a pilot, I don't think I ever would, because you know how like, they fly through rain and storms?
Nope.
Not me. I'm like, it's not sunny? Well, we're staying right here. So that's some sad news. And this is crazy as it's unraveling. A baseball player, David Ortiz, we told you about this yesterday, he got shot on Sunday, but he landed in Boston last night after he was shot in a club in the Dominican Republic. He was taken by ambulance to Massachusetts General Hospital. Of course, on Sunday, if you don't remember, he was shot close range at a club, and a team of surgeons operated on him for 6 hours. They repaired the damage done by the bullet to both intestines and his liver. They also had to remove his gallbladder.
Ooh.
Now, the doctors anticipate that he'll make a full recovery. Police in the Dominican Republic believe Ortiz was shot by two cops that were hired by a Dominican Republican drug lord who they believe the former baseball player was having an affair with his wife.
You know what?
That's like some El Chapo stuff.
That is exactly what I was thinking.
See, I thought there were videos of the guy that shot him. There were like so many videos going viral yesterday of him getting like the ever-living
crap beat out of him.
Though
they had
but
the people.
He didn't. He wasn't a cop, I don't think.
I don't think he was dressed up like that. They're saying that this was an inside job by people that,
got
like,
it.
You know, a plainclothes person like me. If I was a cop and I went and did a hit on a Pork Chop or something for Alex, that's what happened. But yeah, he's like a god there. So, I mean, everybody's like, you shot David Ortiz. I'm surprised he didn't kill the man, to be honest. This is scary. Zombies in general. How about a zombie snake?
What does that mean?
Well, it was found in North Carolina. It can play dead.
Ew.
The Eastern hognose snake is famous for flipping over on its back and playing dead when threatened. The non-venomous snake, which is good news, will play dead by opening its mouth, rolling over on its back and writhing around. But you know it's okay when it says, I'm a snake.
That's
I'm a
right.
snakey snake. Then you know you're in trouble. I don't know if this would work for Alex or not. If you don't know this about Alex here on the Joe and Alex Show, one of the pickiest eaters once had a, what, 12-hour, 48-hour standoff with your mom when it came to broccoli. How long did you sit at that dinner table?
3 days.
3 days. Wow.
It was a cheesy potato salad is what it was.
Okay, well, maybe this would have changed her. Kraft is introducing salad frosting in an attempt to get kids to eat healthier. The, quote, frosting is actually Kraft Classic Ranch dressing cleverly disguised in a kid-friendly frosting tube.
Smart.
Yeah, Kraft said it'll be much easier to convince your kids to eat their salad, broccoli, and carrots by enticing them to pour some frosting on it. Some parents not going to do that. I'm like, oh, I'll just put frosting on it. They're going to give the kids diabetes. But
yeah, kids are going to want to do that because it's fun to squeeze it out. It's like a fun process.
Whee! I used to do it with cheese, man. That was the stuff. I know it wasn't healthy, but I'd love to put that cheese on the broccoli. Anybody else do that? Like the hot melted cheese on the broccoli? Oh, that was the good stuff. Not healthy for you, but damn, it made it taste good. And finally, this guy named Andrew, he has a job way better than anybody listening right now. He took his professional bird scarer job to the oil sands of fields in Canada. I guess he's an actual bird scarer. That's his professional title. Not knowing,
so he's a scarecrow.
Even better than a scarecrow, he actually makes noise. Here's audio of him. Yes, being a human scarecrow.
Hey, you think you're better than me? I see you, Jimmy. Don't do it. Don't you get up.
What? Hey. This is a salaried profession. Okay.
So he just yells that all day into the megaphone and he gets paid money.
Wow.
Man, Canada's got it together. I'll tell you what. I never hear about that job here in America. I think I'm going to move. You can see all these crazy stories online at joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. If you want to follow us, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. And of course, you can always call in, be part of the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. Want to know, I'm sure there's plenty of it in the room here, how did you kind of burn an ex or just somebody that tried to creep back into your life and you kind of trolled them a bit? I found some of these text messages. I saw this Daily Mail article about savage replies that people gave to their ex. For example, hey, that person says, hey, what's up? My standards, bye. Dang, that's a hurt. Hey, hi, I'm sorry I was in the shower, what's up? For a week? Yeah, I'm pretty clean. Like, they didn't respond to them for an entire
week. I'm
pretty
clean. Oh, okay, got it. The joke is that it took so long to reply.
Because I feel like, Alex, I feel like you are probably really savage when you want to be with your text messages to somebody.
Yeah, I feel like one time somebody texted me and I waited a couple months or something, said, sorry, I was taking a nap, and it was kind of the same thing. It was like, you were taking a nap for 3 months? I was like, yep.
Yeah, I had that Cinderella syndrome. Sorry about that.
Like, I've also done the classic, sorry, who is this? You know, I've said, like, who is this when they've texted me.
But you still have the number saved?
Of course.
Oh, okay, what about this one? Somebody texted, when am I going to see you? I love this one. They posted back, when I post a picture on Instagram.
Ooh, that's good.
Hi, big head. Long time no talk. The person responds, let's keep it that way. I am the absolute worst. Like, I would be the person that falls down this rabbit hole of, like, begging your ex back. I remember I dated this girl, Katie, kind of before I met my wife. And I just remember seeing, I think, a photo with her and another guy.
Yeah.
So I was texting her at, like, 11:30 at night. And I was single, by the way. This is before I met Lindsay or anything. And it was just so bad. Like, the next day, I'm like, this is the most awkward thing I've ever sent anybody in my life.
What'd you say?
I just was telling her how much I cared about her, how much I loved her.
Like, did you acknowledge that you had seen the photo or no?
Yeah.
You said, so what'd you say about him?
It's funny because he kind of looked like me. He had a beard and everything.
Did you say that?
Yeah, well, I was drunk, Alex. I don't remember exactly everything I texted. This is back when I had a BlackBerry, like way back in the day.
So you said something like, you know, and that guy looks like me, wouldn't you rather be the real thing? Something like that?
Pretty much. And she's like, no, I'm pretty happy. He treats me good. I'm like, oh, crap.
Ooh, yikes.
Some other things here. These are just savage replies via text message. You don't love me anymore. The person responds, that's not true. I never loved you.
Oh, my gosh.
God, these are,
that's
my God.
That's brutal.
I like this right here. Like, if you ever did a photo, Alex, there's this girl did this one. Somebody said, baby, I miss you. She replies back with, like, a really sexy, provocative photo in, like, kind of bra and underwear. It says, oh, I knew you missed me, too. She said, nope, just showing you what you're missing out on. Joey's coming over tonight.
Yes, right there. Power move, ladies.
I love it. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
I'm going to see this guy walking into the school. This is such an inspirational story. And I'm wondering if anybody else has one for themselves where you kind of started from the bottom. You started from the ground up, the entry-level position, and like now you're running stuff. Those are awesome stories. For example, this guy is a man. He started as custodian in Denver school system. That's what he was doing. And he ended up becoming the principal.
Ooh.
Michael Atkins says his road has been tough at times throughout his life. When he was in elementary school, he formed a relationship with a second grade teacher who encouraged him, hey, why don't you do more? You can do more. In middle school, though, times got tough. At 21, he became a custodian for the Denver schools and says he took pride in every single room and space that he cleaned. It was shortly after that that he ran into that old second grade teacher that I mentioned earlier. She helped him get into a classroom to become a teacher. He worked his way up through the ranks and is now starting his job as a principal at the elementary school in the neighborhood where he grew up. How cool is that?
I absolutely love this story. And if you don't, you're un-American, because this is the epitome of the American dream. You start, no matter how bad your circumstances are, you can do anything. You can achieve anything in this great country. Like, I just love that.
833-JOE-ALEX. If you've got any kind of a story that you could share with us, we would love to hear that. It reminds me of my dad, like who passed away now, but like back in the day, my dad did all kinds of odd jobs. He worked construction for a long time, like under the table. So even to my dad's dying day, he was getting his wages garnished. So he actually had to get a real legit job. And he was friends with the people in Michigan. There's a company called Guardian Alarm, but it's the same thing as Brinks. It's a home alarm system kind of a company.
Yeah.
But it's more regional to like the Michigan area. But he started out there. They're like, yeah, Jim, we'll give you a job. And he had to be the installer. So he's the guy climbing up in your attic, all insulation. It's hot and sweaty and gross. And he's running the wires and the cables and just installing things. The person that comes to your house to do all that. And over the course of 2 years, he learned everything about all the products he was installing. And he became a salesman. And within like 3 to 5 years, he went from installing stuff to being their top salesman, like back to back years.
That's
for the
awesome
company, which was just incredible. And he won awards. And I think he really found his passion and his drive. He wasn't the CEO of the company, but talk about going from crawling around on your hands and knees to actually going there and you're the best salesman. Like, you're running that stuff and you're actually making the best money you ever made in your life.
Right.
I love those stories. Live the Web Girl, what did you want to say?
There was actually someone that worked at the college I went to, and she worked in the cafeteria in the Chick-fil-A line, and everyone loved her so much, and she was just always so happy, and she called all of us her sweet babies, and she would ask us how school was going. And I remember like one day she would see hundreds and hundreds of kids a day, and I remember one day I was like, oh, I have a final, I'm really, really nervous about it tomorrow. And she's like, oh, baby, you'll do fine. And then I saw her the next week, and she was like, how was your final? How did you do? Like, did you study okay? Like, she was just so sweet and cared about everyone so, so, so much. And then, like, she just went viral kind of around campus, and the campus realized how much she meant to everyone and how much she actually cared to the students that they actually put her on staff of, like, the admissions office.
Wow.
To, like, actually work, like, hand-in-hand with students.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. That is kind of cool. I'm glad they recognized her and what her value and talent was. That's good stuff. If you have anything, let us know. 833-JOE-ALEX. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Sometimes we have interesting discussions off the air. For example, what kind of dog, Alex, do you think that Porkchop looks like?
Oh, he looks... There was this dog on Instagram that is up for adoption. It is a... What is a Dachshund?
Dachshund Hound or
Dachshund?
Dachshund. You say that Dachshund?
You sure that's not Dachshund Hound?
Yes, I'm sure.
It's five pounds. It's a mixed puppy.
He's upset about this as if he doesn't like what he's being labeled as a possible dog.
No, it's I work with a bunch of
illiterate.
Oh my God, that is Porkchop as a dog.
Doesn't that look like Porkchop? I'm going to put a side by side.
That is such a sweet little dog.
Okay, so if Porkchop's that dog we can't say, what would Liv be? I'd say Golden Retriever, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, let's do everybody's dog look like on the show.
I think
Alex would be a Chihuahua.
That's what I was going to say.
Adios mio.
Either that or like a Yorkie.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Whatever yips and bites a lot never shuts up.
Joe would be a bulldog, an American bulldog.
Yeah. See, I thought you guys were going to go with a pug, but I guess a bulldog's about the same thing.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nina Dobrev and Paul Wesley didn't get along on the set of The Vampire Diaries in the beginning. The actress said that Paul and her did not get along at the beginning of the show and that they despised each other. She said, when you work with anyone or are spending a lot of time with anyone, little things are going to annoy you about them. But Nina ended up saying that after 5 months, they did become friends and that they now hang out a lot and are really good friends.
Well, that's nice.
YouTube sensation JoJo Siwa. She has makeup kits for Claire's, and they're being recalled due to asbestos. The 16-year-old who rose to fame on Dance Moms has a collaboration with the accessories giant Claire's, where she sells sequins, bows, and one-of-a-kind makeup kits with eyeshadow, two lip glosses, and nail polish to her fans. But the popular kit has now been recalled after the FDA found the kit, along with several other Claire's products, to be testing positive for asbestos.
How the heck does that get into your makeup stuff?
Gross.
So I don't do makeup anymore.
Lil Nas X has revealed the meaning to the lyric, I Got the Horses in the Back, from Old Town Road. He said it was in reference... This is such BS. I think he's just being funny. He said it was in reference to reversing the ongoing climate change, water pollution, and catastrophic political climate we are witnessing in these trying times. He did not share any other hidden meanings in the song. I'm so sure that the phrase horses in the back means all that. I think he's being funny.
Wait, you didn't think that's what it was? We all thought that's what we were talking about the other day. We're like, you know what? It probably is about global warming. That's what I thought.
And Bryan Cranston was asked about the possibility of doing a Breaking Bad movie, and he didn't confirm or deny that it was possible.
Now, I know you're dead, but could you pop up?
Well, rigor mortis has a way of allowing that
flashback?
To happen. Could be a flashback, flash forward. I'm still dead. Walter White, I don't know.
Wait, are you okay over there, Gigglebox? What are you laughing about?
I don't think she knew what rigor mortis meant.
Why do you say that?
Because, like, he was making a joke, and, like, she was supposed to laugh at it, and she just kind of cut him off and said, oh, like a flashback? Like,
I don't know what that is.
Play it. Rigor mortis.
Wait, hold on. I'll play it again real quick.
Now, I know you're dead, but could you pop up?
Well, rigor mortis has a way of allowing that
flashback?
To happen. Could be a flashback, flash forward.
Wait.
I'm still dead. Walter White, I don't know.
No, go ahead, Liv. I can see the wheels in your head turning.
Is that when, like, okay, it's either two things. It's either when after you're dead and things go stiff in your body, or it's like when you're after you're dead, but like your nervous system is still working, so your like body flinches.
It is the first one.
Okay. Good.
Yep. You stiffen up and you kind of like your arm could like pop up out of nowhere after you've been dead, or your
Dude.
Body sits up or whatever. That happens in the morgue all the time.
One, that's creepy. Two, did you guys just see me work through that?
Yes.
No wonder.
Had no idea.
It's getting hotter in this room as we speak. I can see the steam coming out of her head.
Coming up next, garbage. This A-list actor is being investigated for groping a woman.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
You know what time it is. Woo. 833-JOE-ALEX. Definitely want you to join in this conversation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The question we're going to get down to is this. Why are you waiting to break up or end the relationship that you're in? Guys, girls, no matter. 833-JOE-ALEX. Kind of surprised, but Liv the Web Girl, go ahead and share your story. What's going on about the relationship?
Okay, so it's not about me, but it's about
thought it was about you and Jewel Daddy.
No, I'm sorry. But his roommate was dating this girl, and they went on 5 dates, and they were hooking up and everything. One of their dates was like coming to like their house, cooking dinner. They were cuddling on the couch. It was
really
very like,
intimate.
Intimate, exactly. Like cuddling. Like, you know, we all thought that a relationship was on the horizon because they were basically like inseparable from like the moment they met, kind of like any time that like she wasn't working.
Yeah.
And she is 31 too. So it's like it seemed like she would be ready to like kind of settle down, whatever. So he's over her house spending the night. And he kind of asked, you know, like, oh, so like, what are we doing here? Like, what is this? What are you looking for? And she goes, I can tell you're looking for a relationship. Like, you're a really nice guy. Like, you're a good, solid family guy. And I can tell you just want a relationship. And I'm not looking for one right now. I actually have a boyfriend.
What?
Why?
They have been on, like, actual dates. Like, to the movies. And,
well,
like,
the whole cooking dinner you're saying.
Exactly.
And that's very intimate. That's not like a, hey, let's go get a dinner and bang.
Right. It's not like it's just a booty call type of situation. So, very confusing. And she goes, yeah, I mean, I'm planning on breaking up with my boyfriend this fall.
Oh, my God.
And she
have
it on her
calendar
like, okay, it's the first day of fall, time to break up.
Right, right, exactly. Like, after the Labor Day weekend, like, she's planning on dumping him. Like, it's just all very confusing and very weird, especially because every single thing she was doing and the way that she was acting made it seem like she wanted a relationship out of him. And then she just drops on him, like, I have a boyfriend. He lives in the same town. So it's not even like it's like a long distance boyfriend.
That's so disturbing.
It's like he lives here.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's just asking to be caught. 833 Joe Alex, like this girl that Liv just talked about, why are you waiting to break up or end the relationship? I wasn't cheating on my now wife, but when my wife Lindsay and I were dating, I ended up breaking up with her. And this is the dumbest reason you'll probably ever hear. Why did I break up with her after 5 months? Because it freaked me out. That was the longest I ever dated a girl. And, like, I talked to my coworkers, who I guess were, I thought were my good friends at the time. They're like, yeah, man, you should totally break up with her. Not that they didn't like her. They're just, I don't know, maybe they wanted me to be single and miserable, too. So I went out to dinner, and my wife actually took me out for dinner that night. Like, she took me out. I knew this was happening. And as soon as we got back to my place, I broke up with her.
Oh, my God.
Just because why? You were freaked out?
Yeah, I never dated anybody that long. I was like, am I going to spend my rest of life with this person? I don't know. Alex, I can't explain it. I didn't say it's logical, but that's why I did it. And then the bad move, too, by the way, don't do this. I asked her afterwards, I'm like, hey, do you want to hook up one last time? And then she cried some more. So,
wow, that's disturbing.
Oh, my God.
Did it in the wrong order for sure.
I just can't believe that you still went out to dinner with her and, like, let her pay for it when you had the full intention of breaking up with her.
Liv,
like,
I don't understand why either. I don't know.
You let her
know.
Wow.
Well, yeah. She wanted to take me out, Alex. It wasn't like I just like, hey, can you get this meal? She wanted to take me out.
Right, but, like, you were planning on breaking up with her. So wouldn't you say, like, oh, I'll take the bill this time?
I shouldn't have brought the story up. It's backfiring. 833 Joe Alex. Let's talk to Kyle this morning. Hey, Kyle, thanks for calling in. What did you want to say?
Hi.
Hey, Kyle, what'd you want to say, man? What's your story?
So I actually went through this a couple months ago, but so I have already broken up with her, and it wasn't really like it was her fault. It was definitely mine, because, like, I wasn't 100% honest with her in the beginning. So then, like, we dated for almost 2 years. And basically, she started doing it back to me, not being 100% honest. And that didn't make me happy. So I ended up dropping her, like, very quickly. But it was my fault. I mean, I wasn't honest with her to begin with. And that's just the truth.
All right. I mean, that takes a lot, Kyle, to actually call in and admit that. Thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. We're going to get to Lenny, our technical producer, in just 1 second. Let's talk to Kelsey real quick. Kelsey, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and is this you or somebody you know?
This is someone that I know. Her name is Alex, and she's actually waiting until she gets enough money to leave her boyfriend.
Oh, geez.
So she had the financial means, she'd be gone today.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, but wait a minute. Why does she want to leave her boyfriend? Do you know why?
She's actually seeing a guy that she works with that's married, but he's supposed to leave his wife.
Oh, well, in that case,
Whoa.
It's okay. Sounds like your friend might be a dirty dog. I was kind of feeling bad for her at first, Kelsey, but now it sounds like your friend might be a little shady.
That's fine. You know, we all do it.
Do we all?
Oh, man, do we? Do we, though? No, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. You and your shady little friend. We appreciate it. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Please tell me that you weren't planning on dumping somebody.
Oh, no, but I have this genius advice, but don't hate me.
Okay.
So my birthday's around November. So, like, around September, I started looking for a relationship because, you know, that first month or two, everybody's all lovey-dovey. Mm. Then on your birthday, you get a super good present, and then you break up with them after you get the present.
So you are planning your breakup.
Yeah, in advance. And my relationship.
It's evil, but it's genius.
Alex is like, wait a minute, my birthday. Oh, dang it, I just missed it. Hey, thanks, Lenny, for that little piece of advice. I'll be interested to see if it actually works out for anybody. It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And let me turn this music down real quick. Alex, you said you had something that you had to share this morning. So go ahead. The microphone is yours.
So I have never dealt with anything like this before, but I found out over the weekend that my grandma is dying. She has stage 4 lung cancer. And I've never lost anyone close to me before. So I found this all out. I'm like stranded in the airport at DFW over the weekend. All of these flights are canceled. Flights are late. There are still people that I went to the same conference with that have still not gotten out of that airport. They're still on delayed flights. So I was lucky to even get home on Sunday night. But I, in the middle of being stranded in this, just with the whole airport melting down and people going psycho and stuff, I find this out. And so I have four sets of grandparents, because both of my parents, their parents got divorced and remarried. And so I grew up with four sets of grandparents. And so this is my first time ever losing a grandparent. And they, I guess, said that she probably has around 6 months, and hospice is now getting involved and things like that. And I just wanted advice from people who have dealt with this, or had this happen. Like, I don't know what to say to her or what to say to my grandpa. I don't know how to handle that. And it's just, I'm really sad about it.
833-JOE-ALEX, if you'd like to call in and Alex to continue telling her story, but any advice you can give her that she's kind of asking for, I think it'd be really helpful here. We're one big family. 833-563-2539.
I, Alex, actually lost my grandmother to lung cancer when I was in high school. And I'm not going to lie, like, kind of destroyed my grandfather. But every day after school, I would go over to my grandpa's house and just spend as much time as possible with him, because, like, that's all he wanted, was to just, like, spend time with family. And I would ask him about stories about them when they were young, and just, like, really keep her memory alive, and just also, like, making new memories with him that he can cherish, and, like, to help keep him excited for, like, the next chapter, like, help keep him excited to, like, be a great grandpa and, like, see his granddaughters, like, get married and everything like that. Just, like, spend a lot of time with them. And I think too, when you're around your grandma, have fun, you know, don't let this, like, lingering, like, awful thing get in the way of, like, spending the best time you can with your grandma and just having fun and, like, continuing to make memories with her and reminisce on memories.
I think what Liv said pretty much hit it on the head there. Have no regrets of anything you want to say to your grandma, whether she's here for 6 months or 6 more years, whatever it is. Say everything. Don't say, God, I wish I would have said that. I know I feel embarrassed or weird or whatever. No. And I would relive every awesome moment. And like Liv said too, make as many as you can. I wasn't really close with my grandparents. I have my grandma Carol still left. It's different than you. My grandma got COPD, but she, who knows how long she has. She doesn't have a lot of time either, but I'm at the point where I'm already having regret and she's still here. And it's like, man, I'll tell you what, even when family fights and stuff happen, it's like, it sucks knowing that, Alex, but at least maybe you can, in these last few months, if that is the case, if that's God's plan, then you can get as close as you can, more than you ever have been, and share those things. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, so that's like
suddenly
the weird,
losing her this weekend.
Well, the weird thing is I don't know, like, when I go visit her, that's what I'm thinking about. It's like, what do I say?
Okay, then you maybe know, people, like, can help out with that. 833-JOE-ALEX.
After finding out, after your doctor gives you that kind of diagnosis, what do you want people to say? What did you say to your loved ones after they were given news like that? Like, that's what I struggle with, is I don't know what to say. And out of all my grandparents, I would say I didn't grow up. Two of them lived a little bit closer, like within driving distance. And until recently, this grandmother of mine lived really far away. So it wasn't until recently that she moved back to the same state. So I've gotten to see her a little bit more over the last 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. But I still didn't grow up as close with her. So I just am struggling with like what I should say in that situation.
We'll talk to Nicole right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. Nicole, what did you want to say? You're on with Alex.
Hey, Alex. You know, I couldn't agree, you know, anymore with what Liz said. You know, she pretty much, you know, hit it head on. But what I'm going to say is, like, you know, my granddad is kind of in that same boat. And, you know, he kind of hid it from family that he was really that sick. They live what he's, what they call his borrowed time. You know, we don't know if it's going to be, you know, a Thanksgiving or Christmas. You know, we don't know when the last time we're going to see him is the last. But, you know, it wasn't something that he told everybody because he didn't want to be, you know, treated differently, but also just embrace every moment that you have with her and cherish every moment. You know, go and get ice cream, or, you know, go and do those last first things, because I know you said you guys weren't really that close. So, you know, try to do that. Try to do, you know, those last first things with her.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, Nicole, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Felicia on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Felicia, you're on with Alex.
Hi, Alex. I actually lost my grandmother when I was in high school. I was given the opportunity to go see her the night before she died and chose not to because I was young and dumb and wanted to spend time with my friends and my boyfriend instead. And to this day, I regret it. So I just think you need to spend as much time as possible as you can with it, regardless of how close you are, just because you don't want to regret it. And I mean, this happened in 2002, and I still to this day absolutely regret it.
Oh, wow.
Felicia, as somebody that's lost somebody too, I mean, obviously, like, the past is the past, but I'm not telling you what to do, but just, you got to eventually forgive yourself and try to move on. I'm sure your grandma or any loved one's not pissed at you. Like, it happens. You're, like you said, young and dumb. Like, you do have to let that go. It's not good for you to carry that on yourself, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. Do you mind, Alex? We had a bunch of people calling in. If we can get a few calls lined up, can you talk to them?
Sure, if you want.
All right, any advice you have for Alex? 833-JOE-ALEX. Actually, Portra says let's talk to Brittany. She can't talk real long. Brittany, what's going on? What do you want to say?
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to tell you how sorry. I know exactly what you're going through. My dad passed from cancer 3 years ago, and they told us he was going to live for 6 months. He actually ended up being in hospice right away and lived for 2 months. And we lived in the hospital for 2 months. And during those 2 months, he was completely unconscious. Went through one round of chemo, completely knocked him out. And more than anything, I wish he was awake enough for me to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to say everything I wanted to say to him, and I regret that more than anything right now.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, he's not here anymore. So, just talk to her. Make sure she knows that you are there no matter what, because I'm also an EMT, and I get a lot of hospice patients.
Wow.
And they're scared because they don't have family, or their family's scared. So just make sure she knows that you are there. Even though you're going through a lot, she's going through a lot. She knows her life is ending, and she doesn't know exactly. Even though they gave her the 6-month deadline.
Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Yeah, you just never know. So
Thank you for calling me to tell me that.
Make sure she knows that you are there for her, because this is the scariest time of her life as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm so sorry for your loss, too.
Yeah, thank you, Brittany, for calling in. I know some people haven't yet, and maybe we can get those calls, too, at 833-JOE-ALEX. I still feel like some advice that you may not have had answered yet, Alex, is like, well, what do you do with your grandfather, you know, as this time's approaching, and maybe moving on after your grandma does pass on? That's a tough thing, too, because I'm just like you. I'm worse than you. I have verbal diarrhea. I don't know what to to say to people and situations get awkward. Here's the one thing everybody's been saying. Say something.
Right.
Instead of saying nothing. So 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll take more of your calls next here on Radio Now. We can fight like cats and dogs at times, but we can also be a family as dysfunctional as we are that can support and love each other. And Alex is going through something this past weekend. Well, on top of dealing with being stranded at an airport, having flights canceled and delayed, she got the news that her grandmother has only got about 6 months or so left to live, and she's never really lost somebody that close before. And if you have lost somebody, you know how devastating that is and how tough it is, how to navigate that road. And we're just trying to give Alex some comfort here and just advice. Again, what are you kind of wondering or you're going through?
I just don't know what to say to her when I do visit, like after, you know, she's gotten this news, like what's a good thing to say to someone? And then also, what should I say to my grandfather?
All right, let's go to Andy. Hey, Andy, on the Joe and Alex show, what did you want to tell Alex?
Hey, Alex, I'm very sorry for your news. My brother actually got diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma back in 2011. Luckily, he's still with us.
Wow.
But what he said, because obviously he was getting, you know, weekend ice cream trips and you know, this and that, going to the movies, he said that he did not want to be treated differently.
Okay.
That he just be really involved with his care. For something for your grandpa, again, just, you know, I don't know how much time you spend with them, but just spend more time with them, even after, you know, the unfortunate. Try to pull everybody together as a family, kind of, and surround him especially.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I should turn my own mic on. That's how radio works. Hey, Andy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. And I don't know if this is a question either. I'm giving advice unsolicited, but I know with me, like, I held it in when my dad died. That's the biggest loss I had when my dad died when I was 21. I held that stuff in, like, as if I had to be a tough guy, or just for my family, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex, I flipped out, like, that one Godzilla movie or something. Like, about 6 months later, I just lost it on my brother. But I just, from what I know about you, obviously there's a work side, Alex, and there's a personal side. But if you're the kind of person that really holds things in and tries to put on a strong front, you got to let that down. Mm-hmm. Like, even right now, I'm not saying you have to cry on the radio. I mean, it would sound
good. Well, I did earlier.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Just don't cry on our microphone. We just got you a new one. But please let it out or talk to somebody or your friend, because holding that stuff in is not good.
Yeah.
It is so much damage to you.
Yeah. We got a really good message on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show from someone. She said that I should give my grandma a journal, like a really nice one, and just be like, hey, like this, just any thoughts that you might have, things that you want us to know, stories, childhood stories, things you want us to remember, whatever, like giving her that and just being like, you know, write whatever you feel on your heart and like giving her that to do.
One thing I've always thought about doing, and to each their own, but like my grandma Carol, she's getting up there and she's getting old. I don't know when her last day will be, and I haven't done it for years. I've thought about with podcasting and recording audio, because you can do it on your phone when you hang out with her.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Alex, make it a podcast or just memories if it's private for yourself, but just talk to her, whether it's a half an hour or 2 hours. Just go on and talk.
Right.
You'll have, and the voice of somebody, that's my biggest thing. Have your grandma's voice.
Yeah.
You'll never forget. You can remember what somebody looks like, but actually having that's incredible. Courtney, you kind of have something similar to that too. What did you want to say?
Hey, before my grandma passed, I sat down with her and used my phone to record her voice, and she told us the birth stories of her children and kind of who was around her and supported her and the love she felt in those days. And it's so special to our family now. We love to replay them, to hear her voice and to kind of, you know, make all of her children feel loved.
That is such a great idea. I didn't even see like what you were going to talk about on the screen, because I kind of told part of your story. I apologize for that, but that's what you think. If one piece of advice to Alex, that would be it, because you'll have that audio and you'll have those memories.
It's so special.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. Hey, Courtney, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you want to reach out, you can always hit us up on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And Alex's personal Instagram, social media is Yo Alex Raps with a Z, if you're cool with people reaching out that way too, to offer any advice or anything that they might have. Thank you guys so much. We like to have fun, and we like to be crazy and stupid and wild, but occasionally we like to also be real and share stuff that's going on in our real lives. So
yeah, if you need, speaking of that, if you need a pick-me-up, something that'll make you laugh after that super sad conversation, go to our Instagram at Joan Alex Show and see the montage of all of us and our dog look alike, because it's really freaking funny.
It's the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe wants to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, about your vacation from hell. I want to know, where are you never going to go again, and why is that? Have you guys been following these stories? I kind of ignored, like, one thought, oh, something crazy happened, but now there's been 6 tourist deaths at a Dominican Republic resort since this past year. Another American tourist died while vacationing in the Dominican Republic, bringing the mysterious death to 6. And now the FBI is actually getting involved with it. Robert Ben Wallace, a 67-year-old out of California, died after drinking from the minibar in his room at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Resort in Punta Cana. In the same hotel where David Harrison, this guy was from Maryland, died last year, and his family, they're now also questioning his sudden death on the island. Their families came forward after seeing how 3 other Americans, including an engaged couple, died suddenly last month within 5 days of each other at another all-inclusive resort on the island. There's also another death last year that's now under investigation.
I'm telling you right now, so when I saw these stories, there wasn't a doubt in my mind that there is a serial killer down there. And I'm serious, because all of these are the same type of circumstances. They all drank some kind of drink at a minibar in one of these all-inclusive resorts. It's got to be either, one, a patron, somebody that is coming up to the bar and sprinkling something in these people's drinks and then killing them, or it is one of the bartenders that is doing some part-time jobs at some of these different all-inclusive resorts.
Like place to place to place.
Because they're all the same type of situation. Couples are on vacation from America, dying the same way. I mean, it's right there. It's obvious to me.
Live the Web Girl, have you ever had a mysterious thing happen?
Well, I was going to say, I went to the Dominican Republic when I was a sophomore in high school with a friend, and we actually went with like a Iberostar resort. And Iberostar, like that line of resorts, because they have them all over the world, they got in a ton of trouble, I think, a year ago or two, because they were purposely giving patrons bad alcohol so they could rob them.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That is just insane. Now, I've heard just in general, and you go to some countries where their actual plumbing and water system is not that good. Like they say in Mexico, don't drink the water, for example, because you could get really sick from that. I've heard of that, but I don't think that's people trying to poison or kill other people. But I don't know if it's a serial killer like Alex is saying, but something is up. Something's like making me never want to go there.
You
ever
went somewhere with Lindsay, when was that, last summer or something, and your car broke down 100 times? And
oh, that was hell. We went to upstate New York we had 3 weddings in 10 days, and one of them was in upstate New York. So we went there and we drove for that part of it, and my car broke down on the way through and on the way back. And it was just a whole cluster. We had, like, somehow it was weird because we were near Canada in New York, and they had to tow us, but we couldn't have our vehicle towed by this tow truck company on this Canadian part. I'm like, why is this vacation? Oh, I'm in hell! Absolute hell. My honeymoon at the very end felt like hell because it took us a day and a half to get back because our flight got canceled because it just, whatever reason, they had some mix-up. And I told the story before in there not too long ago. The actual person at the hotel woke up the flight people, and they didn't get their full 8 hours of sleep, so they couldn't fly us. So that's just an example for Joe Wants to Know of a vacation straight up from hell. What about you? I mean, this past weekend, it wasn't a vacation, but your trip from hell.
Yeah, there was some like really bad storms, I guess, in both Texas and in just the Midwest. There was like a whole section, so all these planes, I guess, got damaged, so they weren't able to fly. And so there are still people, like some of the speakers at the conference that I was at in Dallas are still, they're tweeting American Airlines, like, I'm still stuck at DFW 2 days later, get me on a plane out of here.
Do you think they're staying for next year's conference? Like, they're just going to be there for a while?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I feel so bad for them. I was lucky to get out, but the one thing about my plane was it didn't have Wi-Fi. So typically you have Wi-Fi on your planes, but they were like, well, we could have either fixed the Wi-Fi, which was also damaged, or something like that, or if we fixed it, then you would have had an even longer delay, or we could have just not fixed it, so we just decided not to fix it. So I didn't have Wi-Fi on my flight.
Honestly, that's the worst thing I've ever heard about a vacation in my life.
And exactly. So my vacation was worse than everybody else's.
Thoughts and prayers for your tough times that you've been through.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Who cares about this garbage?
The NYPD is reportedly investigating actor Cuba Gooding Jr. for allegedly groping a woman in New York nightclubs.
No, not Cuba. No, he's a good guy.
I know. Police say a woman called 911 early Monday morning to report the actor for allegedly forcibly touching her breast without consent in a club Sunday evening. Our sources say she told cops Cuba groped her while they were socializing. There's video of Cuba at the Magic Hour rooftop bar and lounge in NYC, and it surfaced. It features Cuba singing karaoke and carrying a drink in his hand. In the video, he can be seen standing by two women with blurred faces, and he allegedly tells one of them to hush by signaling for her to be quiet. Rihanna revealed in a recent interview with her Ocean's 8 co-star Sarah Paulson that she's very in love with her boyfriend Hassan Jameel. She doesn't have an idea on when the two will get married, but Rihanna admitted she wants to be a mom more than anything in life. The singer is currently working on a reggae album but hasn't said when it will be released. Olivia Culpo, the former Miss Universe and social media sensation, has snagged the number one spot on Maxim's annual Hot 100 ranking. She's 27. She admits, "It's honestly something that I've always dreamed of since I was so little. It's really humbling. There are so many women who have been in the same position before that I have looked up to for so many years. I thrive off the success of other women because a win for one of us is, in my opinion, a win for all of us." In the sultry photo spread, the brunette strips down to her birthday suit in a series of black and white snapshots reminiscent of the glitz and glamour of old Hollywood. On the cover, Olivia covers up with a sheer robe and lacy nude panties.
Yeah.
By now, you should know to expect the unconventional from Gwyneth Paltrow, and now she's sharing an interesting detail about her marriage to some new guy. I don't know. His last name is Falchuk. He's 46 years old. I don't think he was famous before. He's like a nobody. Because remember, she was married to Chris Martin. Now
yeah, from Coldplay.
It doesn't matter who he is. The important part is what they're doing together. She told the Sunday Times that she only lives with her 48-year-old husband 4 days a week. The rest of the time, he sleeps at his own nearby house when his children are there. She said, "Oh, all my married friends say that the way we live sounds ideal and we shouldn't change a thing." She did not say whether the arrangement was permanent. It could be that the couple is just taking their time blending their families, which includes teenagers. But I thought that was so weird.
Is she doing this consciously or unconsciously?
Exactly.
I need to know.
Jimmy Kimmel wants you to do something weird to your dad for Father's Day this weekend.
This is your challenge. Should you choose to accept it, sometime this week, record yourself throwing a piece of cheese onto your dad's face, maybe while he's sleeping, I don't know. Post it to YouTube with the title, "Hey Jimmy Kimmel, I threw cheese on my dad's face." Have fun with it. Be careful. Don't throw a wheel of cheese at your dad, just a slice.
My dad, not to be a downer, my dad passed away 11 years ago, and he's like, he was cremated. We still have his ashes. Should I throw some Kraft cheese onto his urn, like his little urn thing?
100%. I'm sure he would.
What if
really
that made it on there?
It. Oh my
what if
God.
That made it on there? Hey, Dad.
They'd be like, "Who's this idiot?" Coming up in less than an hour, has Justin Bieber lost his mind again?
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX would like to know your biggest celebrity a-hole stories. They're total just jerks interaction that you had. You're like, "Wow, thanks." The reason we bring this up.
DJ Khaled! Best!
Yeah! All I do is... Actually, he was second best recently, his album that came out. I think it's the first time that his album didn't go to number one. And now he's been blaming his record people, Alex. But now he's saying he's going to sue Billboard, who puts out a lot of the ratings for the records. And this guy's just butthurt. What is he doing? DJ Khaled, what are you doing?
He is really proving himself to be an egomaniac, which is not good.
Are you having a temper tantrum?
Another one.
Okay, you're going to have another one?
Another one.
Wah, I'm a baby. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to hear about celebrity encounters you had where not necessarily the best thing ever. I can think of one, and they weren't necessarily jerks to me, but I know like it was a real just like tough situation to handle. We had one of our big Santa Slam concerts in Indy here, and we had Migos come through. And I don't know if they're still fighting, but like they would not all come together at the same time. Like, they were in separate things. They wouldn't fly together. They were almost late because of that.
Yep.
And it was just a cluster. Like, you didn't know that if you were at the show, but they almost didn't go on. It was the Hot Mess Express.
Yeah, they got in a fight, and then Quavo wanted to fly to Miami from Cleveland so he could go shopping. And then... Offset wanted to fly from Cleveland to Atlanta so he could stay the night with Cardi, and then no one, I mean, take off. I don't even know where he took off to.
Right.
But they were not together.
Yeah, that was a disaster. I've got a couple stories. One, the one rude celebrity I've met, more than once she was rude to me, was Demi Lovato. Both times I met her, it was like, you need to have one foot apart. You can't touch her. She gave one-word answers in her interviews with me. Like, she was just total mega brat, and I just did not like her at all both times. And then one of my old bosses, there was a story that went around about how Ariana Grande had said something like, I hope all my fans die, or something like that.
Ugh.
He was there when she said it.
Stop.
So they were in an elevator. She was signing autographs, doing a meet and greet with her fans, all chummy. The elevator doors closed, and she goes, I hope they all blanking die. And the elevator door closed.
I hope she was kidding.
But she has had, I mean, if you look up like bad stories about Ariana Grande, she's had tons and tons and tons of bad stories about how she's a jerk.
I love Ariana Grande, and she is like, again and again, so nice to her fans.
But I think it's fake. I definitely believe she is what I've heard in the industry anyway. I've heard she is a mega.
But that's what they say about Taylor Swift.
I heard Taylor Swift
had some bribery going on to get some of her songs to number one.
Oh yeah, probably that, but she's never a jerk.
But
you never hear stuff
like
that.
That's the same thing as DJ Khaled.
Well,
no, he didn't bribe. He just threw a temper tantrum when he didn't get number one and then sued.
If the bribes didn't work, she probably would have thrown a temper tantrum as well.
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe not publicly.
DJ
but.
Khaled, what did you say? Major key alert. Okay, that's not a major key. You definitely don't want to be doing that. 833 Joe Alex, if you've had an experience where you ran into a celebrity, you're looking forward to meeting him and just things didn't work out the way you thought you would. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I hate going to airports. I have to go to one coming up in about a month or so. That's going to be a fun time and spreading my butt cheeks, checking for drugs and stuff.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be going to, where is it? I'm going to be going to Seattle, Portland, and what's right near there? British Columbia?
Oh, Vancouver? You got to go to Voodoo Donuts.
I've been there. I need to go to, I think it's something called Breakfast Biatch or something like that.
What?
I don't know. I got to check it out. But what's the place though, really close to the border of America? Is it like British Columbia?
Yeah, Vancouver, Canada.
Vancouver. I'm going to Vancouver to see my wife's family.
Oh, so, okay.
I didn't realize we had some Canadians among us, but we do. So that being said, I will not do this on the flight. I will be way more careful because I don't want more people to hate me than already do. A passenger waiting for the plane to take off from Manchester, United Kingdom, caused more delays after mistaking an emergency exit for a bathroom door.
Oh my gosh, he's lucky to be alive. He could have just fallen out.
Though, I guess the seatbelt sign was on, so that means sit down, don't do anything. The woman decided, you know what? I really got to go to the bathroom. So she opened up the door at the rear of the Boeing aircraft, assuming it was the toilet. Is this her first time on a plane?
What a moron.
You freaking dummy. However, to her surprise, the emergency slide then deployed like it went out all the way to the ground. The flight was delayed for more than 6 hours. This happened on Friday night. Because the door could no longer be used, 21 passengers were forced to move seats, and 37 passengers were unable to stay on the flight. So they missed their flight. Because of this big dum-dum.
But I'm surprised that she didn't get sucked out.
No, well, it was they were just about to take off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was not in the air. I don't know how that would happen. Whee!
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. There's a colonial woman on the plane. She's on the wig. She's churning butter.
Oh, man. She definitely would have went to the bathroom. Then I would have crapped my pants, too. That right there is your dummy. Your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
There's so many choices here, but I feel like this is the one that Liv the Web Girl will want me to play.
It's gonna be one less lonely girl. One less lonely girl. One less lonely girl.
Baby Bieber. Okay, that's all I got. Sorry, I can't handle any more Bieber right now. But if you missed it, you've been living under a rock. Alex and Liv both talked about it in the garbage. That is, Justin Bieber has challenged Tom Cruise to a fight. To the death. Okay, I added that part in. But that'd be kind of cool if they actually did. I think it's all a publicity stunt for something we don't know about yet. But it got me thinking at 833-JOE-ALEX, if you have any thoughts you can kind of conjure up, what two celebrities would you like to see fight? 833-JOE-ALEX. Anybody got anything, Liv the Web Girl? Who would you like to see fight?
No, I heard that Conor McGregor who is an actual UFC fighter, has called out Mark Wahlberg to fight after this whole Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber thing. And I would way rather see that happen than Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God. What if that
would actually be like a good fight?
What if Mark Wahlberg actually won? Could you imagine he comes out to his own song? He's just like, hey, everybody, here to kick your ass.
They're both so hot. I would be so down for that.
I've got a couple. I want to see old school Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera go at it.
Oh, that would be great. Who would win?
I feel like it would be Christina. She's a little scrappier.
I feel like Britney's crazy because crazy always wins.
Well, Britney is crazy. She could pull out the umbrella, you know, and the head shaver.
What is she doing? Oh, no, Christina's bald.
And then the other person, two people are Morgan Freeman and the Allstate guy.
Wait a minute. Morgan Freeman. And who's the Allstate guy?
Are you in good hands?
Oh, okay. I feel like they got those powerful voices.
Yes.
That'd be like a slow fight. One, they talk so slow. And two, like, they're getting old.
I would like to see Flo take on the guy Mayhem.
Oh.
Like the car insurance people. Like
Progressive Flo.
Yes.
Not even a fight. Mayhem would knock her down in one shot.
Whatever. Wow. She's got sharp eyeliner wings.
Have you seen Flo? Flo's a tough broad. She'll hit you with the left, hit you with the right.
Dude.
Knock that out like fight night.
You know who needs to fight?
Who?
Nicki Minaj and Cardi B.
Yes. Well, they kind of did, and Cardi spanked her. So
not like a real fight.
No, but Nicki needs to fight her now fight. While Cardi's dripping all kinds of surgery goo.
I mean, she threw a shoe at her. Doesn't that count?
Shoes being thrown, kind of some slaps.
Like remember the old school like Miller Lite commercials, like more taste, less filling, like the mud, the girls in the mud.
You wanted to wrestle in the mud?
Yeah,
that's cool. What about something which is probably never going to happen, but I thought it would? Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. What if those two fought?
Well, now Taylor Swift kind of fixed things by putting Katy's new song on her playlist, which sucks.
So you don't think they'll ever fight?
Well, I don't know if they will now, but before, yes.
All right. What about this one, Alex? You're the most political person on the show. Have you ever thought about... And I know it's man versus woman, Trump versus Hillary.
Are you joking? He would sit on her. He's like, he's really tall, and she's a short girl.
I feel like that would be too unfair, a guy versus a girl. Like, obviously, he would win.
As a person that was often teased for saying, oh, what are you going to do, sit on me? I don't think President Trump wants to be fat shamed like that.
I would rather see Trump and John Acosta.
Oh, yeah, he's the news reporter from CNN.
Yes, they hate each other. I would rather see that happen. I feel like that would be more of an equal match.
Oh, you know what I want to see? I want to see Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber.
Ooh, yes.
That would be the most petty. Oh, that would be
Help
so
me
good.
Out. I'm forgetting the names here, but who's the one girl that got cheated on? One of the Kardashians, like by her best friend cheated.
Oh,
who was that?
You want to see Khloe and Jordan Woods.
Yes. That would be great.
Amazing. I meant Jim Acosta earlier, not John.
Okay, well, maybe. That's his brother. His brother could step in.
I don't know either way. I would have never known.
What about if we went to the cartoon world and we had Homer Simpson from The Simpsons take on Peter Griffin from Family Guy, the two big dads?
Oh my gosh, that
Peter
would be
Griffin.
Hilarious.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's got that like Boston fight in him that he could do it.
I don't think so. I think like he would get too distracted and like wouldn't care. Would just be like, ow, ow, the whole time.
That's an incredible impression. Karen's on the Joe and Alex show. Who would you like to see fight each other, Karen?
I think the best fight would be Keanu Reeves and Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh, why is that?
Keanu Reeves would win that one.
Because they're the two hottest actors in Hollywood.
Ooh, so you just want to see them shirtless.
Definitely.
I'm dead that she is so finds Keanu Reeves as attractive as Chris Hemsworth. I would like to see the Hemsworth brothers, though. Ooh,
that would be good.
Or Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, and Chris Hemsworth, a three-way duel.
What about Charlie Sheen versus who's the Even Stevens guy with the weird
Shia
name?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. What about Charlie Sheen and Shia LaBeouf? That is great.
They'd bring like the weirdest like objects to use as weapons.
What about like Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton? Wouldn't that be a good fight?
That's a good OG one right there.
Yeah, that is a good OG one.
That brings the nostalgia.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, what about Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus?
But Miley Cyrus
is dressed as Hannah Montana.
Ooh, the wild card.
Yeah. If she's Hannah Montana, then I think she might lose.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
But I think if she was Miley Cyrus, then she would win.
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Thomas.
Thomas, hey, man, who would you like to see fight? What two people?
Ronda Rousey and Donald Trump.
Okay.
Oh. Do you think Ronda Rousey can get back in the ring? I mean, her jaw's been busted pretty good.
She's in WWE right now.
Is she really?
Does she? And I haven't been following this much. Does she have like a wrestling move she goes with? Like that's her finishing thing? What's it called?
It's called an armbar killer.
There you go.
Armbar killer right there. Okay, thanks, buddy.
Wait, I really want to see Drake and Draymond Green in the actual ring. I mean, Drake would get his
butt kicked.
Is that a kick. Wrestler dude?
No, Draymond Green is an NBA player who plays for the Warriors,
okay.
Who Drake's favorite team is going against right now, and they keep talking trash back and forth to each other like nonstop.
You know, everyone wants to see Trump fight, but like he wouldn't have to get physical. All he would have to do is eat Cheetos and just stick his hand out, and people would want to avoid the Cheeto dust.
Or like, what if his hair started like coming like in the wind, starts whipping him and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Halsey, did you guys know she's from New Jersey? Okay, well, Porkchop told us that the whole song. Did you guys know they're from New Jersey? You know who else is from New Jersey? Bon freaking Jovi.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex. Whoa, we're halfway there.
Least Pork favorite Chop, 80s band.
Living on a prayer. All right, well, that's going to do it for a Joe and Alex Show edition on a Tuesday. You can check everything out at joeandalexshow.com. Alex, what do you got going on for the rest of your fine day?
I'm going to get a massage, try to relax a little bit and de-stress with all the stuff going on in my life. So I'm looking forward to that. And then The Bachelorette's on tonight. It was not on yesterday because of some basketball crap. Now it's going to be on tonight.
Liv, what do you got going on today?
I feel attacked by that. No, but I actually have an interview with Cycle Bar today. After. Yeah, it's like a spin place. It's like the trendiest place.
We were wondering why you dig yourself up.
So I have hopes of becoming an instructor one day, but like I'm obviously like not there yet. So I'm hoping I can like get a job there, and then as I'm like working there, I can also be like getting trained to be an instructor.
Would you leave radio for this job?
I don't know.
I mean, what is it? The job? Is it like reception or is it something serious?
Yeah, like right now. Oh. Like right now, it's like just like reception, like front desk, you know, like helping like I think they call it like a sales associate, but it's basically like a front desk worker.
Okay, so then this would be in place of the other gym job with the kids club?
No, I would still have that job.
Why?
You're working at a gym. Why wouldn't you?
Well, because it's just a cycle place. Like it's just a cycle and I love cycling so much and it's such a good workout. But you know, like if there's one day that I just want to get like a really quick workout in and like I can't do like a full cycle class. Like,
yeah.
I just want to run for 30 minutes and it's like late at night and I don't want to run outside.
Oh man.
I can still do that.
Alex, you know how this goes. As parents of Liv and Porkchop, they're going to do what they're going to do.
I know, but then you guys burn yourselves out and then you come in, incapable of doing the show because you're too tired.
What if we got you a bike in studio and a new computer and a bike?
That won't get me paid. So, and also, like, I have always wanted to be an instructor because, like, fitness means so much to me. So I'm really hoping that, like, this turns into, like, me being able to be an instructor.
Good. I hope that it does. Yeah, sounds awesome.
Keep us posted. Porkchop, what's going on with your Tuesday?
I've got some leftover pizza to look forward to. There's that. I'm going to take a nap and rest my back because, I don't know, progressively throughout the day, it's just been getting worse.
Did you try something crazy last night you've never done?
No, I was resting and eating pizza.
Well, that sounds fun. Yeah. I get to go to therapy solo today, which will be cool. Then speaking of therapeutic stuff, I get to go see my doctor. I'll give you an update when I know more. But I think I'm going to see if maybe there's a different medicine I can get on. I don't know. My emotions have been like all kinds of funky the past month and a half. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be on medicine, but I also don't want to feel this way. It's a weird thing. Like, I don't want to be numb. But
like some kind of depression or anxiety medication?
Yeah. My anxiety actually feels pretty decent, but I've been really angry, which is because I'm upset and sad.
Well, I guess they got to prescribe you some Quaaludes or something.
What are Quaaludes?
I don't think there's like any left. I think the Wolf of Wall Street took them all.
So I got that. And then tonight I got drinks with my wife. So that'll be kind of cool.
Nice. A little date night. I like that.
It is definitely little budget. $10. One drink. That's it.
Tomorrow we have to talk about on the show Porkchop and what he wants to put in his apartment.
I can't believe he's even considering doing this. He already has trouble with the apartment that he lives at. This is definitely going to get you kicked out.
And I'll give you a hint. It's not cable, so I still don't have cable.
Yeah. Hey, Porkchop, can you get this for us? Sorry, guys. I don't have Wi-Fi. Can't do it. All right, hey, have a wonderful day. Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe. Let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.